You're listening to Saturday Sunrise here on WFIW AM and FM Fairfield, Illinois. Also online at WFIWradio.com. Derek Dunn here with you. And we'd like to remind you that every episode of Saturday Sunrise is podcasted following airtime. Just go to our website, click on About Us. You'll see a drop-down menu up here. And just click on Saturday Sunrise. You can listen to past episodes of the program. Well, it's always great to have this person on the phone here this morning. And I've had this person on before several times, and I want to go ahead and tell you that her and her family, they've always been from Mill Shoals. I always enjoy going down to Mill Shoals. I usually go down there about every week, and in fact, they actually help run Steph's Coffee Shop down there in Mill Shoals. They actually rent the former Mill Shoals Grade School from the Mill Shoals Town Board, but they do a lot of stuff down there. It is Dana Bear. Her and her husband, Jerry, and the family, they do a great job at Steph's coffee shop down there at Mill Shoals. In fact, they do this in memory of their oldest daughter, Steph, who passed away in 2016 of a rare form of lymphoma. Dana, it is great to be here with you, and I want to go and get your thoughts on this because, you know, 2020, we talked about this off air. It was a crazy year. We thought it was going to be the best year of our lives, and turns out it was a year full of craziness. It was just things that happened. But just want to get your take on about Steph's Coffee Shop during the year of 2020, and maybe there was something you learned about that year.
Well, it was a crazy year, and we shut down for a few Fridays, but not very long at all. People have been very good about distancing down there for the most part, and then whenever the COVID was, you know, very bad, and then we've had served a lot of carryout meals, and so we still stayed pretty busy. Like I say, we decided not to close for very long. I don't even remember, but it wasn't very many Fridays that we were closed. It did probably keep us from having more events that we would have had because of the COVID, because of the virus. But for the most part, we've been really busy and then working on, you know, the things that we're going to have in the various classrooms. So we were kept busy.
And which,
but it was a crazy year.
Which is great because, I mean, obviously, when you're busy, that's a good thing. And the way you guys were serving up meals, I know the TGIF suppers, they've been very well known down there. I know we've talked about that before, but it seems like there's still a lot of people that, you know, go down there on a Friday night to, you know, grab some supper.
Yes, they do. And, you know, that was kind of our dream whenever we started the down there, was to bring the community together to have functions. And also, when we first started, it was more like carry out meals, or they came in and they ate quickly and they left. But it was kind of our dream to have people come in and actually sit and visit and spend some time together. And we have been there 4 years and 4 months, coming up pretty soon, and we're finally seeing that. People are coming down and they're staying and they're visiting with one another. And like I say, for the most part, sometimes there's bigger crowds in there, sometimes there's not. But, you know, people kind of follow their own safety guidelines as they feel like they need to. And it's just been really good. It's been a blessing. I always say, you know, people tell us that they're blessed by coming there, but they're not near as blessed as we are for being able to do what we do. So it's two-way highway.
Yeah, I was going to say, and that's the whole point of it. I think it's where it's community-minded is what it is. It's people who remember the building of what it once was, and it's like when they step in through the door, those memories just come to them.
Yes, they do. They sure do. And I think also we're hoping that they see a family atmosphere because our family is close. And that's what we want. We want people to come down there and to visit friends and family and have that type of feeling. And I think, you know, we're seeing it now. Even though we've been years and 4 months, I think we've been actually serving the TGIF meals for about 2.5 years. So, but we started out by various events, and then it worked into having a routine, a regular supper once a week.
So you look at the year 2021. We're hoping that it'll be a better year due to the vaccines that have been released. So are there any events that you're currently planning for 2021, or is it just more like a wait and see kind of thing?
No, we are planning a lot of things. I think from what we're seeing, of course, if something would get bad with the virus again, that could be postponed or whatever. But no, we're going ahead and we're planning stuff. Of course, we'll continue with our TGIF meals, and we've got a load of good meals in February. I know when this airs, our Friday meal will already be over for this week. But like next week on February 12th, we've got Beef Manhattan, Slaw Cottage Cheese. That is a winner with most people. And the next week, Salisbury Steaks. The next week, at the end of February, roast and potatoes and carrots. So we have good meals and it's always by donation only, and it's every Friday night from 4 to 7. But we have a really big event coming up that's our Valentine's Supper, and that will be Saturday, February 13th. And we're going to extend it an hour that night, so we'll serve from 4 to 8 p.m. that night. And our menu is lasagna or spaghetti, garlic bread, a nice house salad, and then strawberry trifle, banana pudding, red velvet cake, cherry delight. We got a couple of other like Valentine desserts that we're making for that night. That will be a by reservation only meal, even if they do not dine in. These will be served as carryouts also, but we just have to have a call from them. They have to let us know they're coming because we've got to know how much food to make. So that will be a reservation only event. The cost is $10. That will be a cost meal. That will be a $10 meal. And then I have we are making a great big Valentine basket that this Friday and the following Friday we will sell raffle tickets on. And then if people purchase one of the Valentine meals, they get their name already thrown in there one time free for just purchasing the meal. But this is a basket that is about a $150 basket. And we went around and we purchased gift certificates to not all, because we couldn't all of them in Fairfield, but we purchased gift certificates to a lot of the eating places at Fairfield, like $10 gift certificates. And between that, and then we also got one that we from Save-A-Lot that we purchased, and we put this big basket together. So that'll be a really nice door prize that'll be given away at the Valentine's Supper on the 13th of February. So we hope everybody will give us a call. And like I say, we need to confirm, reservations for this. But just give us a call because we sure would like to have everybody come down. It'll be limited seating, too, because we will do some distancing.
When is the, for the Valentine's Day supper, when is actually the deadline to make a reservation?
Yeah, that's a good question. I really hadn't even addressed that, but I'd say that we would need to know how many, who's coming by February, probably the 11th.
Okay, February the 11th, folks. Make a note of that. Make that reservation. Give Dana a call. Message him through Facebook as well. Dana, looking beyond Valentine's Day, seems like right after that, spring just pops up. It just comes in out of nowhere. So, is there any like spring events that are being planned?
Yes, we will have a couple of things that'll just be not really what I'd call events, but we'll just kind of make our Friday night, our TGIF meals a little bit special. We'll probably do something for like on March the 12th. That will be the meal that would be closest to St. Patty's Day, and then we'll do something for that. March the 19th, we'll have a special supper that night, and it'll be a celebrate spring night because the next day will be the first day of spring on March 20th. And then looking even farther ahead, Saturday April the 3rd at 2 p.m. will be our annual Easter egg hunt down there. And that is always a very, very, you know, big event for us. So also on May the 7th, now that will be on a Friday night. Again, that will be one of our TGIF meals. And we will give away a special door prize drawing for the mothers that night. Saturday, May 15th, we are hoping that will be the day that we open the library that we have been working on. We are working on it, making the third and fourth grade room into a history room, Southern Illinois history room. The fifth and sixth grade room will be a video game room, as well as an imagination station for younger children. And then, of course, the seventh and eighth grade room is already a pool room. We've got a few more things to do in there. But we're just hoping to kind of open all those rooms and have a special event where people can come in, maybe have like an open house to speak of, Saturday, May 15th. And let's see, on Saturday, June 12th, we're planning an outdoor vendor fair. Right now, looking at a time, would probably be about 8 a.m. to about 1 p.m. that day. Friday, on June 18th, that will be a special Father's Day meal that night with a special door prize for the fathers, you know, to put their name in on. That is probably mainly about how far I've planned. We are trying to consider a Freedom Day event. You know, we had that one day or one time one year. We did not do it last year. But the year before, I think, we had Freedom Day event, and it was centered around the 4th of July. We'd like to do something like that again. And then looking at probably September or October being our autumn vendor fair. Of course, we have a big meal in November for Thanksgiving for the community. And kind of one thing that's a little bit different that we've been considering, I would like to make a Steph's Coffee Shop cookbook. So anyone that comes down to Steph's could share a recipe or two with us to put in that book. And I'm hoping to have all recipes turned in by August, where that book could hopefully be created to be a nice Christmas gift by Christmas time.
Oh, yeah, that would, yeah, after all the food you mentioned and the cookbook and everything, I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. Anyway, you're listening to WFIW AM at FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Also online, WFIWradio.com. Derek Dunn, Dana Bear on the phone this morning. So you mentioned all these events. You mentioned like a brief description about each event here. Just want to know, you look at the year 2021, if there was a goal that, you know, you had in mind, and maybe you already hit upon it, but I just want to know, what's a goal that you have for Steph's Coffee Shop in this year of 2021?
Probably to get each of the rooms, each of the classrooms down there completed to the best of our ability right now. Not to say that we won't continue. There may be things that we need to continue doing to those rooms. But I would like to get it to where that all four of those classrooms were open to the public for whatever we've decided to have in there, like I say, a history room, a library, you know, get to where we probably, when we get those to where the public can enjoy them, will be open some Saturdays. I'm not sure if it'll be every Saturday or not at this point, but we'd like to, you know, make it a little bit more accessible on the weekend for people to enjoy.
Was there any, you talk about the rooms, about transforming them. You talk about like the history room, the game room. When you look at the rooms at the facility, was there ever a room that maybe like an idea you consider for that one particular room? Maybe it just came to your head, but then you kind of scratched that out and went with a different room idea instead. Have you ever like given that a thought or?
Yeah, I would say that that would probably be the history room, because whenever we first got down there, you know, we had all brainstormed on different things, and Steph knew we had the school rented as well, and so she put her input in on what we would do down there. You know, we just kind of all shared our dreams for that school, and one thing at one point that we thought it would have been nice to have had would have been some kind of consignment shop in a room. But at this point, we just kind of fell into the history. We kind of fell into the history room because there's just been some stuff that has come up that that does have Mitchell's history or Southern Illinois history, and it just enough that we thought, no, this needs to be a history room. So far, that's what we're going with it.
Okay, well, I thought it was. I thought one of the rooms would be named after Jerry Bear, I guess. I thought maybe that one, I guess, or even a room named after you. But anyway, Dana, it is great to chat with you. If someone would like to know more about Steph's Coffee Shop and Mill Shoals, what's the best way they can contact you?
They can contact us, and I always forget to say this, but go online to Steph's Coffee Shop and Things. And that's a real good way to contact Marlena, me, myself, Liz. All three of us kind of look at that all the time, and Jerry does too. So we try to answer back by people doing that. And then also just give us a call. If anybody has any questions, call me, 618-599-6678. And I would be glad to give you more information about anything we have going on. And one thing I didn't mention is that we also rent the school out sometimes for meetings, events, someone will want to have a family reunion down there. So that also is a possibility this upcoming year that we will host some of those type of events too.
Yeah, because I know that we've rented out the facility before for board game events and at least during the half year. Dana, it's great to chat with you about Steph's Coffee Shop and Things. I always enjoy going down there to the events whenever I can, as long as I have an opportunity to. And like I said, I've seen that place growing over the years. You and Jerry and your family have done a great job with it. And here's hoping for a prosperous 2021, and that everything goes smoothly down there for you guys, and to be continued, all right?
Thank you very much, and thanks for having me, Derek.
Thank you. Again, that was Dana Bear, again, of Mill Shoals, and talking about Steph's Coffee Shop and Things. And again, give her a call, or you can message him on Facebook. I'm Derek Dunn, the reps up for Saturday Sunrise. Have a wonderful Saturday. Be safe and stay healthy this weekend.